Welcome to this edition of DEcast. My name is Rob Bagby. I'm a developer evangelist for Microsoft Corporation. This is the first in a multi-part series where I'm going to be building an Azure application from the ground up. You might be asking yourself, what's an Azure application? And it's a viable question. Azure has a host of services that can all be taken advantage of either independently or all together. What I plan on doing is building this thing out and taking feedback from you all to tell me what we should continue to build out. The only thing I have kind of preconceived is the first three or four screencasts where I'm going to start with the Windows Azure application. We'll be exposing some things like Silverlight components hosted in Windows Azure. We'll host WCF services in Windows Azure. I'll illustrate how to take advantage of Azure Table Storage, and we'll start off real basic by getting the development environment set up and show you how to set up your Azure Services portal. So with that, let me show you kind of what I expect to build out in the first three or four of these screencasts. And this is just an application that you can see is being hosted out in Azure. It's on bagby.cloudapp.net, and you can see it's just a pretty simple shopping cart. The data is actually being stored inside of Azure Table Storage. You can see we've got paging enabled for these. You can go ahead and add and remove things from the cart. This is a Silverlight component. This is all being hosted inside of Azure. So the service, there's a WCF service. It's a RESTful service being hosted in Azure. The Silverlight component is consuming that RESTful service. We've also illustrated how to take advantage of it. I think I mentioned this, Azure Table Storage. If you want to consume the service yourself, I've got Fiddler set up here. I can show you what it looks like. Here's the service, bagby.cloudapp.net, WEC, restwineservice.svc, /wines, blah, blah, blah. If I click execute, you can see I get my data back in nice JSON format. And so you can see it's relatively illustrative of how everything works inside of Windows Azure or many of the Windows Azure components. So that'll be kind of what we're planning on building out. So with that, let's just get to it. I want to start part one by really illustrating how to get set up, how to get everything working, get your development environment set up. So let's do that. I've got Internet Explorer opened up here, and the first thing I'm going to do is show you how you're going to get all set up. So let's go out to Microsoft.com WAC Azure. If you go out to Microsoft.com WAC Azure, it's going to take you to a nice landing page that's going to really get you where you need to go. On the bottom hand right is a Try It Now link. So we're going to click on that. That's going to take me to a page where I can do two things. One, I can go register for Azure services. That's where I'm going to go and register to get my token. And my token is required to set up hosted services projects as well as a storage project. So we're going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to open this in a new window. And as we do, we're going to go out to Microsoft Connect. Now, if you've not signed up for Connect yet, you'd have to walk through and fill out a bunch of profile information about yourself, and hopefully you've already got a live ID, but if not, you'd have to establish a live ID first, then log in, and then fill out some additional profile information for Connect. Assuming you've done all that, you can go over to the connection directory, okay? And then you just do a Control F for search for Azure. You could also scroll down manual if you wanted to. It's a little bit easier to search for Azure. And what you'd do is click on this Azure Services Invitations. And that, once you click on there, you're going to go ahead and request your token, and that token's going to get emailed back to your address. That token you're going to enter at a later stage when you go out to sign up for the Azure portal. So let's go ahead and show you where that is. To get your Azure Developer Services portal up and going, you would go to azure.microsoft.com. Again, you would log in with your live ID. And because I'm all set up, I don't have to walk through that the process of filling in my token and all of that, but you would have to walk through that. Now I realize I'm kind of skipping through those steps here. That's because I've outlined it in detail in the kind of companion blog post to this screencast on my blog. So go out to robbagby.com and go to the blog post part one, and you will see a screenshot for this entire process to get set up, and it'll be really clear where you're going to enter in your token. So you would end up on a page that looks like this, which allows you to go enter projects. Had you not entered your token yet, these two would be disabled for you because you would have no accounts available. So I'm going to go ahead and add a hosted services account, and this is where we're going to host the project that we're going to be building over the next few weeks. So I'm going to give this thing a project label. I'm just going to call this, Coho Test. And I'll just say something like, this is a test project illustrating how to take advantage of Windows Azure and other Azure services. Okay, we'll click Next. Now here's where I need to enter in a service name, and this is going to create the full DNS name, and this needs to be globally unique. Hopefully no one's taken up Coho Test. We can check the availability. We can see the Coho Test is available. So I'm going to go ahead and create this. And what that's done is it's actually built out a hosted services project for me where I'm going to be able to later deploy my services. So I'm going to leave this for now. Yeah, go down. And let's continue setting ourselves up. We're pretty close to all the way there. We've got my portal set up. We're ready to go. I've got a project ready to deploy into. Now what I need to do is set up my development environment. And there are really two pieces that I need to take care of in this, at least in this initial stage of working with Windows Azure. And that is, I need to set up the Windows Azure SDK, which again is on this link on this first page I was just at. I'm going to right click and open it in a new tab. All I would do is go download the Azure SDK. At the time of this screencast, it's the March 2009 CTP. And down here, depending on whether you're on 32 or 64-bit, download the appropriate version of this thing and install it. Now, there's some prerequisites that are outlined here. You can see what the prerequisites are. Otherwise, I've got a pretty good outline of what the prerequisites are on my blog in that part one blog post. Once you have this downloaded, you'll install it, and by default it's going to install into Program Files, Windows Azure SDK, and we're going to work with this throughout the next weeks or coming weeks, because we're going to be working with the samples, and specifically we're going to be working with the storage client sample pretty closely. So let's assume that I've got my Azure SDK all set up. Once I've got that set up, I would go and install the Azure tools for Visual Studio. And so, again, we're just going to download and install. And what these tools are going to do for me, I would just download here and install them. What the Visual Studio tools are going to do for me is it's going to allow me to work with the Windows Azure development environment, the development fabric, directly from Visual Studio. So it's going to give me a lot of tools so that I can package up my project, run it inside of Visual Studio, inside of the local development fabric. I can debug my cloud applications in that development fabric. I can build and package my app and deploy it out to the cloud relatively easily. It gives me a host of tools that are available, including some templates that are available to me that allow me to build out my cloud services project as along with web roles or worker roles. So these are some great tools. Once you've got those set up, you're pretty much ready to go. And so I've already got all of that set up on my box, so let's go ahead and take advantage of those and build out maybe a simple Hello World example. So I'm going to go ahead and click File, New, and we'll click Project. And what you're going to see here is the cloud services node available to us. and that is this contains those project templates I was just discussing. I'm going to choose a web cloud service, and we'll just call this I'll just call it Azure Store, and that's fine. We'll click OK. So again, what's going to get built out here by the template is a cloud services project as well as a web role. And so the cloud services project, this really is a project that will allow you to build your application, and it'll compile it into a CSX file, and it'll automatically run that inside the local developer fabric. It also allows you to load up the debug symbols and attach to those processes. It'll build and package your local cloud application to deploy to the cloud. We'll see that in a minute. And also inside of this project is where you're going to store your configuration settings. And these config settings apply to all instances of your web roles or worker roles that you configure. And it also allows you to, inside of this, inside these configuration settings, to define the number of instances that you want to running of each specific role. So the cloud services project is really that cloud project, and down here this web role from this template, this web role is really not much more than just an ASP.NET application. Okay, so with that, let's go ahead and build out our Hello World app. Let me just add a label here. I'll give it ID equals, we'll just call it Hello Label. We'll just save that. I want to do a little bit of work on the server just to prove this isn't just a static web page. So here, I'll just say this.HelloLabel.text equals couldn't you have come up with a better demo? And so now we're going to actually be able to run this thing. And so when I click run, what's going to happen is the Visual Studio is going to ensure that development storage is running. We simulate the entire cloud environment, a Windows Azure environment in the cloud, on your local development environment. So it's going to start off making sure that the storage services are running locally. Then it's going to make sure that the development fabric is running locally. Then it's going to compile your project into that CFX file, and it's going to run that inside of the local developer fabric. If you're running with debug symbols, it's going to attach a debugger to that process running. So a lot's really going on here. You can see that our page came up, but what's kind of interesting is I can debug through this thing now, and so we'll run it with a breakpoint set, and you can see that we're able to debug through our applications as we're developing them on the local in the local development environment, which is really important. We really haven't changed the way you do any development, even though you're building out these apps that are going to be running inside the cloud. Okay. So let me go ahead and stop that. And we're pretty much most of the way there getting ourselves set up. The only thing I really have left to illustrate to you is how to deploy this out to the cloud. And so let me kind of show you how to do that. It's actually relatively simple. What I'm going to do is I'm going to right-click on my cloud services project, and I'm going to choose to publish. Okay, and as I click publish, a couple things are going to happen for me. This thing is going to, Visual Studio is going to launch a browser for me, as well as a Windows Explorer window. The Windows Explorer window is going to open up automatically to the directory that contains my packaged up code, which is the same as that CSX file, except for it's been encrypted and zipped. It's the exact same format, but encrypted and zipped, so I can move this thing up to the cloud, and then my configuration file. These are the two files when I'm publishing my application. These are the two files that I need to publish. It's also going to open up the Windows or the Azure Services Developer Portal for me. Now, right now it opened up to the All Projects page. There's something you can do to streamline this a bit. Let me show you what that is. You can go into whichever project you're going to want to deploy to, and there's an application ID available to you. Just copy that to the clipboard. I'm going to go ahead and close this out and we'll republish. I'll show you how it all works. Let me close that out too. If you right-click on your cloud services project and go to properties, and you go to portal, you can enter that application ID right there. Now, the next time I go to publish, what you're going to see is it's going to open up the Windows Explorer and the Internet Explorer. But when it opens up Internet Explorer, this time it's going to open it up into the exact project you want to publish to. So it just makes it a little bit easier. And so now we're now inside of my Coho test project that I want to deploy to. It's kind of cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to click on Deploy. And now it wants me to upload those two files, my package file and my configuration file. I can go back to Windows Explorer and copy that path. I'll just click Browse. We'll go right to grab my CS package, grab my config. We'll call this, I think I called it Coho Test, and I'll click Deploy. Now this is going to take up to a few minutes, and so I'm going to go ahead and pause the video, and I'll come back as soon as this as soon as the package is deployed. Okay, so you can see now that the web role has been allocated. What I need to do now is actually run it. So I'm going to click on this, and this is also going to take up to a few minutes to go. So I'm going to go ahead and pause the video again while this is initializing. And what we'll see when we're all done is this web role will read started. Okay, I'm back, and as you can see, the web role's been started, and so we can go ahead and click on this link. You can see because we're in staging, they've given us a GUID for the identifier for my website URL. This would get replaced with whatever you had entered for your service name, and so in this case, I believe I called mine Coho Test, so mine would be cohotest.cloudapp.nep when I moved it into production. But for now, click on it here, and it gives us a good way to test it. And you can see that we are actually out accessing our same application running in the cloud. We've got that GUID.cloudapp.net WAC default.aspx. If we wanted to test it running in production, we could have done that as well. But we'll save that for a later screencast. So I hope this was helpful to you to get yourself set up, to introduce you to kind of the development environment that you'll be working with. In the second part of this series, we're going to start getting into a little bit more code, where we're going to be talking about accessing Azure Table Storage. We're going to we'll set it up. We will create our wines table and for our application and access some wines and build out some simple ASP.NET pages. So thank you very much, and look forward to session 2.